Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, a couple days ago, I was in a conversation on the phone with someone, and I just got to play this song. Because so many times in our lives, we have a tendency of thinking that God is not listening to our prayers, or we think and believe that he ain't hearing us, or he forgot about us. We always trying to put our hands in his business. Even though it's concerning us, you need to understand that you are his business. It's so many times that we have a tendency of thinking we can work it out, or we can fix it, or we got the solution, or we got the resolution to it. And the main thing is, when you go to God in prayer, you got to know that he can handle it first. And then you got to allow him to handle it. You can't go to him and ask him to fix it or give you a solution and all this, and you still got your hands in it and doing what you think will make it all better, when we just put a band-aid on it when it still ain't fixed. It ain't healed. It ain't went away. It's still there. It's still a pressing problem. And it troubles us. So, last week he had me to talk about prayer's power. Because they do have power. How do they have power? Because it's predicated on what you believe. And I'm going to explain all that today. Because it's a lot of times in our lives that we just don't get it concerning our prayer's power. And because we don't get it concerning our prayer's power, we have a tendency of doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and exactly the right time that we want to do it. So, he has been dealing with me about this for weeks now, and I've been sharing it with you guys. On Tuesday, he had me to share with you guys about abiding in him. See, it hurts my heart to see others hurt or in a place where they're troubled or in despair or can't get past or won't get over, or thinking that they can't get through it, or that troubles me. It troubles me because the things that the Lord have me to preach about, it seems like it happened during the week, but yet we never go back to the sermon and listen to help us not to just be encouraged, but to stay encouraged. Because of what we see and what we hear. So this is why he got me playing this song. I'm going to start it over again. And then I'm going to play that other song that is just ringing in my spirit. These two songs that he just had me just playing. I'm like, okay, Lord. I'm like, okay, Lord. Because it does not matter how much you see things being done for others and how quickly and how often, if it is not happening in your life concerning your situation, concerning your circumstance, it troubles you. Especially when God didn't say something. especially when we are in a waiting season. So it makes us want to just put our hands and get to doing this and get to doing that. And we get to thinking this and we get to thinking that when we have to. It, let me tell you how crucial it is for us to abide in God. That's in His Word. Let me tell you how crucial it is. It gets so crucial until God will tell you something specifically. And when that thing don't happen, when He said it is supposed to happen, the enemy will start making you think a certain type of way concerning that situation. And that'll make you want to act some type of way. It'll make you want to do some type of things. It'll make you want. I'm going to show y'all. The name of the sermon today is Assurance is Faith's Works. Assurance is faith's works. So I was like, Lord, they may not understand that like that. So I'm just going to change it. And I'm going to say faith works is assurance. He said that ain't what I said. Because in order for faith to work, we got to have the assurance first. So I can't say faith works is assurance. But I got to say what He said. Assurance is faith's works. Because if we don't have that assurance, then faith is dead. I'm a prove it. Before I go any further. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of your people today. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength. Give us your peace. I got to anoint first who He told me to anoint first. He told me to anoint you first. Come on, everybody else, please. Come up here. Everybody in the sanctuary that has not been anointed. We go through so many different other things in our lives and experience so much different other stuff until we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it won't get better, it can't get better because it ain't got better yet. we have a tendency of thinking and believing these things. And so before we go any further, while I'm getting ready to go into prayer right quick, because I want to get to the sermon, I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please. And I want you to start writing down all that stuff that's troubling you. I want you to write down those things that's causing you to be in between and in between. I want you to write down all these things. Dear God in heaven, we come to you on behalf of this, your people, Lord. First, we want to say thank you in advance. Thank you! We want to thank you in advance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you are about to do in the lives of your people, God. We want to thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for removing the scales off our eyes that we could clearly see, God, what you are doing, because we may not be able to see or even understand what you're doing or even what you are allowing to be done in our lives right now. But what we do know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is that we're going to abide in your word, because your word says that you are not a liar. You can't lie. So we are standing on your word on today. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to be in our midst. and kept your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation, around the entire perimeter. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people, Father God, because you know what each and every last one of us need. Individually, God, you know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. Oh, God, we know that there is nothing that is impossible with you, Father God. We know that if you have already pronounced it, that it is going to happen, God. We know, Father God, so we're going to wait in expectation, Father God, in anticipation, Lord, because we know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. We know, Father God, that your hands are not slothful, and neither are they short. We know, God. So God, as we write all these things down right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that trouble us, Lord, we're going to put the troubles at your feet. We're going to lay them at the altar. We're going to give it all to you right now, Father God, and we're going to release these things unto you that we may be able to be decluttered in our hearts. We're going to release these things unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be untangled in our minds. We're going to release these things unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we want to shake it off and it won't be dangling all around us, Lord. We are going to be free in our deals. Oh God, because we know, Lord, we know who you are and we know what you can do. Oh God, we know. Lord, I'm asking you to be in our midst even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Please be in our midst, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I want to hurry up and get to the sermon, God. I want y'all to really get this on today. The name of the sermon is Assurance is Faith's Work. With an S on the end. Assurance is Faith's Works. What an explanation point at the end. Assurance. See, sometimes we really don't even understand what assurance is. Assurance is being certain in the mind. Certain in the mind. Assurance is certain in the mind. Assurance is being certain in the mind. Assurance is easy freedom from self-doubt or uncertainty. Assurance is something that inspires or tends to inspire your confidence. Assurance is being certain in the mind. So my assurance is so certain until there's no doubt whatsoever, regardless to what I see, what I hear, or even what I think. Because I have to be certain in my mind that my thoughts won't trick me. Let me say that again. I'm going to be certain in my mind about what God say when he says he's my provider, so my thoughts won't trick me when I think it's something that I want, when he already supplying everything I need. I'm going to say that again. I want fish, but I ain't got nothing but chicken. He said, I'm going to supply you every need. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. So I'm worrying because I want fish. I don't want no chicken, but he's supplying your need, though. You need some kind of meat, right? You getting that meat. So I am certain that he's going to supply everything that I need. So I need my light bill paid, but they shut my lights out. I never said you needed light. I said I was the light. Are y'all getting it? This guy. See, we be so wrapped up and confused, thinking and believing and mixing it up about needs and wants. I'm going to say it again. We think and believe that what we want is what we need. Okay? Now, I need my light bill paid. You said you're going to supply my every need. You want your light bill paid. That's what you want. You don't need light because I'm your light. So in order for you to be able to see my light in darkness, it's a scripture that say first natural, then that what is spiritual. So I got to make sure that you understand naturally before you can relate and embrace spiritually. See, it's a lot of times that we don't look at the concept of God. He say he'll take the foolish things of this world and confound what we think we know so much about, or what we think that we believe. I'm going to tell y'all again. The name of the sermon is Assurance. What? Assurance is faith's works. I wanted to change it. I said, Lord, but they ain't going to understand that. I say, I'm going to change it to faith works is assurance. He said, that ain't how we go. He said, you got to have assurance, which is certainty, before the faith can be activated. This is all got everything to do with last week's sermon. Assurance is being certain in your mind. So the Lord said that he's going to supply my every need. But why is my water cut off? What do the scriptures say about water? What? Now I need to take a bath, or I need to take a shower. No, you want to take a bath. You want to take a shower. So, give me, Lord, you already know what I need. Yeah. But did you ask? Did you ask? I done came to you, and I done prayed to you about this, and I done said this, this, and that. How you know I want you to just ask me? We lean to our own understanding and trying to understand the concepts of the Lord. Every time he spoke, way before he sent his son Jesus, he spoke in parables then. We still don't get it. Okay, we're going to get it today, I hope. Assurance is faith first. What is assurance? It's being certain in your mind. It's easy freedom from self-doubt or uncertainty. It's something that inspires or tends to inspire confidence. What is faith? It's belief and trust in and loyalty to God. It's firm belief in something for which there is no proof. It's complete trust or without question. So faith is assurance, right? Is faith not assurance? It says complete trust or without question. What is assurance? Being certain in my mind. Okay, what is works? It's to produce a desired effect or a get a result. It's to bring to pass. It's to strive to influence or persuade. It's something produced or accomplished by effort, exertion, or exercise of skill. effort. What did he just tell you? The efforts that we make. Okay, what is works? It's the action for which a person or thing is specially fitted or used, or for which a thing exists. Assurance is faith's work. I'm just going to read through these scriptures right quick because y'all are real familiar with them. It's Hebrews chapter 11. Listen, I even gave y'all little printouts concerning this stuff. Listen, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what you see, don't be deceived by what you see or what you hear, because everything that you see and hear is really not what it obtained to be. I've been saying this, this is scripture right here. I'm going to say it again. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, which is the earth and all that stuff, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So it does not matter what I see. You are not going to make me be doubtful or uncertain. I'm sorry, dear. I ain't going to add nothing on to that. Proof. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. What do you mean by that? Baby, sometimes you can be silent, and because of your effort and your gift and your motive, that silence will speak out and allow something to come in existence for you. So, okay. Listen. Cain and Abel gave a gift. God honored one and did not honor the other. The other got jealous and killed the one that his gift was honored. In the midst of him dying, his blood, the silence, he was dead. He couldn't speak for himself. He couldn't defend himself. He couldn't do any of those things. His silence, because of the gift and the righteousness in his heart towards him doing what he did, defended him. You ain't got to defend yourself. Your silence will speak louder than any lie that was told on you, than anything that was did towards you. Then your silence, God would allow your silence to speak words so loud until people would think it was a bullhorn and listening just to the crickets chirping, all because of your silence. Your side. You ain't. Why was his gift honored and the other one wasn't? Think about that. I want y'all to study them scriptures. I want y'all to study them scriptures. By faith. Listen, this is what faith. We're talking about faith. Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Okay, so first he was talking about one gift was honored and one wasn't. Now he's talking about the pleasing in the sight of God. So I want y'all to get what I'm trying to say now. You're resisting of certain other things that pleases God will activate favor. How? Because the Bible says that Enoch was translated. What is being translated? It's to convey to heaven or to a non-temporal condition without death, as in to be transformed. So in other words, he never died. He just went straight on up there to God. So our resisting, our pleasing God can activate what? Favor on our lives. It's in the book. I'm giving y'all the mysteries to these scriptures today. Listen to this. I'm going to start from the top. Assurance is faith's work. Not work, works. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear, because everything that you see and hear, it really ain't what it pertains to be. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead yet speaking. Sometimes just close your mouth. Sometimes do this. Be still and know that he is God. Sometimes you ain't got to move. You ain't got to walk. You ain't got to jump up. You ain't got to react. You ain't got to. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. Put your hand and subject yourself under God's mighty hand. He says if your ways please him, he ain't going to withhold no good thing from you. That's what he said. But without faith, That's a doubt. That's an uncertainty. That's a thing that you see that deceives you. That's a thing that you hear. Stop talking to yourselves. What you mean by that? Because the devil will make you talk to yourself. How? Because once he gets to talking to you, you get to talking to yourself. Well, you know what? That dude took, and you know, I gotta, you know what, make the, Ain't no if, ands, buts, whys, or whats. No, no if, ands, buts, whys, or whats. None of that. Listen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Is that assurance? So, if I'm going to you and I'm coming to you asking you for something, I got a confidence inside of myself to believe that you're going to give it to me. Even before I rang your phone. Even before I knock on your door. Even before words come out of my mouth. You get the thing. I know who I can ask. Because they'll do it for me. I know. That's us. Why we can't have that confidence in God like that? I know who I can ask. Because he own everything. He said the silver and the gold his. I know who I can ask. I know who I can go to. And I'm going to with a certainty in my mind that he's going to do that thing for me. instead of me calling my sister or my brother, my mama or my daddy, I know he's able to do it. Now, if you tell me no, it's a reason. If he say yes, I'm really finna be shouting and saying hallelujah. But what if he don't say nothing? What if he don't say nothing? Is that going to inspire me to have confidence? Is it? Heck no. Because you ain't done said nothing. Y'all know I got to keep it real. Now, come on. Heck no. Because I ain't hearing nothing. Now, I heard what you said then. And so I'm coming to you again about it. And now you ain't saying nothing? See? The one thing that got on Jesus' nerve when he was with the people in the fold, he's saying, how many times, because he repeated this in so many words with so many different people. How long I'm going to be with you before you know? I done been with you all this time, you still don't know? Why you just can't believe God? Why are you just walking around and you acting like that? I didn't even show you. Didn't see what I can do, and you're still walking around doubting me. What I, because I ain't doing what you want me to do right now. I mean, see, so he didn't already have told you before, and now you ask him again, and he ain't saying nothing. Why you ain't got no assurance? He done told you one time. Why he got to keep telling you? And now you mad because he ain't saying nothing. Because I'm tired of saying the same thing. Just look at why they keep asking me the same thing.
I can see him not.
Yeah.
I'm not already
told
my cheese.
Say it again, cheese. Girl. Just
like. It always makes you a fool.
Notice what he say. He don't say come adults. He say come little children.
Yes.
He calls us all children, and then we get mad when somebody say, "Stop acting like a kid." Why are you mad? Cause you acting like a child. I'm just saying. See, that right there was a revelation in itself. I ain't no child. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown. But you're acting like a child. He said, come little children. Because God knows we're mess. He knows we always go back to that. When we go to him, we go to him whining and begging. Ain't that what our kids do? When we go to him and we done did something wrong, we crying and begging still. You know, when we want him to do something, we go all shy and bashful and yet today. I mean, think about it. Ain't that what kids do? My grandbaby this morning, she said, came and I was in the bathroom. You can't stand when I do it. I was in the bathroom and she stood there, she said,
Grandma,
I'm
going to
go
back. Mommy, what
you want? Grandma, can I? We do that to God, y'all. Don't we? Lord, I've been just waiting, God, and you, and then we get to kicking and screaming and having tantrums, and we go through our, and then what we tell our kids, just because you're doing that, you know what? You really ain't getting it now. Ain't that what we do? We a mess. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What did he say last Sunday? Keep praying about it. Keep fasting about it. Keep coming to me about it. Don't stop. He say diligently, because What we don't understand is a lot of times when God come and tell us something and we don't know how long we got to wait. He may say soon, but our soon is not like his soon. He may say not many days since, but he said one day to him is but what? How many years? 40, 50? Come on now. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that our time is this when he got us in a season. There is a time and season. That's two different things. There is a time and season for every purpose. So at this time, he may have you in a certain area, but it may not be the season for you to walk into that promise. It's the, say it again, girl. Say it. Time and seasons is two different things. See, we take these scriptures and we get them all balked up. He said there is a time and season for every purpose under the sun. So it's a time, I'm in a time for this purpose, but I'm not in that season for this purpose. A time and season for every purpose. So it's a purpose for the time and it's a purpose for the season. If he just opened that thing up to us right then, right there, right quick. Now you tell me he don't take the foolish things and confound us and make us look stupid and dumb. Because we put it all together. Thinking and believing. Hoping and wishing. But and not understanding. Not understanding. Because warning comes before destruction. He will warn you that this, and he'll warn you that that, and he'll show you this, and he'll tell you that. And he said, okay, this is the time. So in this time, it's a purpose that I got this time for you right here. This time right here. But the season, it's a whole nother purpose for that season. So at this time, I'm doing one thing that's good for you. And in this season, what I did for you at that time would collaborate with the season. And it's for a purpose. Because all of us ain't ready. Okay. By faith, listen to this. Noah, being warned, I just say that there, of God, of things not seen yet. Moved by fear. He moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. What did he do? He just simply believed. And then he started what? Working. See? Did y'all get that? Tell you something, and once he tell you something, activate your faith. How do I activate? I just believe God, and because he done already told me this and he done already told me that, I'm finna prepare. I'm finna prepare myself. I'm finna prepare my heart. I'm finna prepare my mind. I'm finna start working on some things, because if I start working on some things and I already know it's true, because he can't lie, I gotta make sure that I'm in the right position. Noah had to position himself. He didn't just position himself, but he positioned his family. Ain't that what the Bible said? The Bible just said it. So he positioned the family. So any and everything that God got us doing in certain areas, he positioning the family. He positioning you on your job. He positioning you to be an entrepreneur. He positioning you in your life. You see, everybody ain't gonna understand your position at this time. See, you may have shared with them what God shared with you. They ain't gonna understand that you doing this time, and it ain't the season of what I shared with you. So you may not understand it. And what they do, they condemn Moses. What make you think they ain't gonna condemn you? Because they not gonna understand that the time and the season are separate. And right now, my time is purposed for something to be positioned in my life that if I stay in that position, I will enter into that season walking upright. My way is going to please God. That certainty in my mind ain't going to be shaking no more. Y'all, okay. I just want to go just a little bit further. One more scripture. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, y'all get it, which is by faith, because he simply believed God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. He didn't know where he was going or how he was going. All he knew was, at this time, the Lord telling me to do this. I'm going to do what the Lord telling me at this time. What did I just read? Because the season for my inheritance, I ain't entered into it yet. But because of my obedience at this time, it's going to activate what? Favor. That's why I had a baby when they said I could. I activated my faith because he told me to go. I ain't know where he tell me to go. I ain't know where, but I know at this time I got to go. I got to go because he said it. I'm going to obey God. I resist not wanting to stay with the familiar folk and the people. The way I act and the way I treat folk. I'm going to resist doing that. And I'm just going to obey God. Which activated something for him. What? A whole nation. The sand could not even number it. The stars in the heaven could not even number. This is what he. Is y'all getting it? Because I'm getting that thing. Is y'all. See, I just believe God. I believe God. My assurance is going to activate the works of my faith. How? Because I trust him. We knew Abraham had to do more than believe God, right? Listen to this. I'm going to read that scripture one more time. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after, are y'all getting it? Receive for an inheritance. Now the Lord did not even tell him that he was going to receive an inheritance before he sent him. He just told him to come out from amongst your kinfolk. And I want you to go. Get away from all the folk and the people. That's all he told him. He did not even tell him where to go. Ain't that what the Bible said? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. He obeyed God way before he knew about his inheritance. Was that his way? He's pleasing God. What? Because I talked about Abel, Cain, and Abraham. And then I talked about Enoch. If you pay attention, even with Noah, even with Abraham, all are these examples of activating and working what they would believed. And they simply believed the word of God. If you abide in me, then you are my disciples indeed. Me without a doubt. And you will know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. So if you abide in me, that means you believe in me. You trusting in me. If you abide in my word, because this is the word right here, the word became flesh, okay? This is it right here. So if you believe this word, then it's gonna, you're gonna know the truth. You're going to have that what? Assurance, because you know. There's no uncertainty because you know. And it's gonna make you free. How's it gonna make me free? Free from any doubt. Free from any shame. Free from any condemnation. Free from anything that anybody can say. Free from what you see. Free from what you think you see. Free from all that. And I just read it and just gave all y'all proof. So let me go to these scriptures right here. In James. Let's go to James. Let's go to James chapter 2. I'm going to read these scriptures right quick. Now listen to this. Chapter 2 verse 14. What does it profit, my brother, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? That's a question. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Now that's a parable. Now you see that they hungry and you don't give them a piece of bread. But you tell her, oh, I'm going to pray to God, open up a door so you can get something to eat. But you got it to give it to her. What is it? It ain't profiting them nothing, is it? They still going to go away hungry. They still going to be in need. Even though you got it to give. Now listen to this. Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being all alone. Yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by his works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? That wasn't the first time. I just read about the first time. He activated his words. He believed that. Now, God had gave that man a promise, and a promise that he gave him, he telling him, I'm going to take it back from you. Now, he did not understand what God was doing, but God said, go give it to him. He did it. He obeyed God again. Tell me obedience ain't better than a sacrifice. He obeyed God again, and in the midst of obeying God, again, it showed favor for him. It activated something. For this is what the Lord told him. He said, stop. Don't kill him. I just wanted to see where your heart was towards me. Was you going to steady be obedient? And because of your obedience, I'm going to show you favor. Now, that thing that I had promised you after I told you to go to an unknown land, I'm going to do that thing for you. I'm going to do it for you from generation to generation to generation. I'm not going to just stop with you. He still believed God because he died before he saw it. But his faith, he activated it, and it caused him to have favor in everything that he did, everything that he touched, everywhere that he went, everywhere that he treaded his feet, everything. He had so much favor, baby, it was smacking him all upside his head, and his wife too, and his children, and his children's children, for 42 generations all the way down. From Abraham is the reason for Jesus. It's that generation, baby. Okay. Now believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe in trouble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only, by works. Activate that faith down inside of you. When you go to God and you get to asking him, Lord, would you do this? And Lord, can you do this? And Lord, I need you to do this. You got to believe that he's going to do that thing. You got to activate that faith so until you in expectation for it right now. Because he say, now faith. He said yesterday faith. He said the faith that's come, because most of us are afraid of what's next. Because we don't know. He's talking about now faith. He's talking about some stuff that you need to be done right now. So the stuff that I need to be done right now, God, I'm going to write it down and I'm going to believe you for it. I'm going to come to the altar and I'm going to let it all out. I'm going to believe you for it now. At this time. At this set time right now, I'm going to believe you for it. I'm going to believe you for God with any and everything in me now at this time, because I know in the right season it's going to come to pass because of the now, because of this time right now. So as y'all write that stuff down and what you believe in God for, believe him for it right now at this time. There's a time and a season for every purpose under the sun. So at this time, believe him for it. At this time, I'm going to believe God for the season to come. Did y'all get that? Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Y'all got to believe God. You got to get to a place or to a point in your life that it does not matter what it looked like or what it seemed like. You got to trust God for that thing. It may not look like it, but you got to trust him. You know God is going to have you in that place. In that season. That's that place. In that season. Time. The Bible declares that they that come to him must come to him believing that he is. God is. What is God to you? He your light in darkness. It don't matter how bleak it look. It don't matter how far down you think you are. You got to know that God will lift you up. You got to know that God is any and everything that you need him to be. He is all. You got, the Bible says they that come to him must come to him believing that he is. Activate your faith through your works. If God has promised you something, believe God by preparing yourself to receive. How? I just read it. Obedience. Trust, faith, and your ways pleasing God. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Stop thinking the same way. Stop acting the same way. Stop doing the same thing. We want all these promises. It's a song to say, Lord, teach me how to receive every blessing. How in the world can you receive your blessing when you are not doing what you're supposed to do? Today, It ain't denied because you ain't got it. How about you delayed it because you won't do it? Activate that faith. Activate it.
Because he told me he was going to do it. I believe God.
Now he got to prepare my heart in order to enter into that season. He prepared my heart during this time that I could enter into that season so I won't sabotage. He got to make sure that I'm healed that I may help them to heal. He got to make sure that I done forgave for real, even in spite of the repetitive stuff being said, being done. I'm not going to be deceived by what I see and what I hear, because guess what? I'm going to do like Jesus said. I'm just going to believe God. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to trust that he's going to move some things out the way, that he's shaking up some things on my behalf, because I believe him. I'm trying to make sure that my ways please him. Because I'm not forfeiting absolutely none, baby. I done came too far. I done went through too much. I done experienced too much to turn back now. After y'all write them things down, please come put it on the altar. Leave it on the altar. Cry out to the Lord. Release all the troubles that's inside of your mind and inside of your heart that you think and believe is preventing you from being or trusting that God is.
Please you, Father God. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of
Jesus, that you allow our silence, Lord, to speak volumes. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to prepare the hearts of your people. Prepare the hearts of your people that they may be able to accept, that they may be able to receive. Because there's a lot of times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you say things that sound far-fetched. You say things that sound too good to be true. But we need to realize and understand that you are good and everything that you say is true, because you cannot lie. So I'm asking you to touch your people today. Touch them in the hearts and the minds. Touch them in their bodies, God. Touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they release all this doubt. As they release any and everything unto you right now, God. Because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are the Okosatnelokosatnaha. You are the kind of God that cannot lie. And even though, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we may not even be able to see what you're doing, we know that you do your best work in the dark. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're working it out. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are the only one that can work it out. We don't know how long we're going to be in this place. We do not even know, Father God, why we got to be in this place. But what we do know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is the Obabashadadokosia. Oh, God, that you have all the solutions, that you have all the resolutions, and that you already wrote our story. And writing our story, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to help us not to lean to our own understanding, that we may not be able to understand what you see, what you doing. Oh, God, do what you do best, God. Work it out for your people. Work it out for your people, God. Work out any and everything that's inside of them, Father God, that's not pleasing in your sight. Work it out on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may continue, Father God, to do what you designed us to do and how you designed us to do it. Work it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Work out that thing, Father God, that we cannot see, that you have already promised. Work it out, Father God, while we work on our faith, God. We activate our faith on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Baby, I'm a son of the bus, and I've got to need a local sea. Hold my mind, need a local sea, need a local sea, need a local sea. As you dispatch your angels, hold my mind, need a local sea, need a local sea, need a local sea, need a sea. Oh, God, dispatch your angels, God, that they may go out and perform that word that you have already spoken, because you said in your word, God, that it will not return unto your void. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father, we standing on your word right now, God. We standing on that promise right now, God. It's making us free in our mind. It's making us free in our thoughts. It's making us free, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive every blessing. Oh, God, comfort your people, Lord, in the waiting. Comfort your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the waiting. Hold my mind in the local sea. Oh, God, he called my mama, shut in the local sea. He don't have amnesia. He said, I ain't got amnesia. God ain't got no amnesia. Everything that he has already promised you, he's going to do it. There's a lot of times that the Lord do that thing that he promised, that thing that we prayed for. And then when he give it to us, we get to do it what we want to do, how we want to do it, and we stop right here, Okosata. And then when something else come up and something else going on, then we come here, Okosata, and I can see. That's that mercy that he give us, that we don't need Okosia. And that grace, so shut it, oh, shut it, oh, shut it, and I can see. Oh, God, touch right now, God. This one, you got to be quiet and be still. I told y'all, silence activates some things. Sit back and let them work. Let them work. Sit back, cross your legs, and look pretty. Let go of it. Let God be God and you don't be you. Oh, God, touch us up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to resist the devil and he flee. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we submit ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord, that you would do just what you do best, and it's seeing about us. Oh, God, you got a great plan for us. You got a master plan. You got some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have already planned for us, Lord. Give us a heart to accept it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we won't keep coaster. We don't want to go on a roller coaster ride, God. Stabilize the thoughts and the minds of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may stand still and know that you are God. Complete the work that you begun inside your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't return back into the yoke of bondage. Help us not to be bound in our own thoughts and even in our own mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be complete and whole in you, through you, for you, God. Oh, God, whatever season that you have already designed for us to be in or to come, God, I'm asking you to prepare our hearts to accept it that we may receive it, Lord. Oh, God, do what you do, God. Work it all out, God. Work it out for us, Lord. Give us the strength to hold on, God. Give us the strength to hold on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength, God, that we need. Just before you start to fall apart, remember God does all his best work in the dark. Sometimes we may not understand what he's doing, and we've been waiting on him to do some things. We've been waiting on that change to come. Just hold out. Just hold on just a little bit longer. Please. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Don't be anxious. Let God do what he's going to do. For you, through you, in you. Touch the hearts today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the brokenness, Lord. That we will not continue to remember them past hurts. Touch the hearts on today, God, in the name of Jesus. That these past hurts will not cause us, Lord, to get in a place of anger and rage, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be complete and whole in you, God. That we could shake off all this stuff, Lord, that got us down in a rut. Lift us up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a robosha. Oh God, that we may be our God. See, we will have clean and pure thoughts in our mind, Jesus. Touch the mind on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke that giving up spirit.
Oh God, renew your joy on us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give her the strength that she needs. Give her the courage that she needs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she will continue on, Father. That she will move forward and not stand in the place, Father God, that she can believe, Lord, is that on the way of bearing with you, Lord. Oh God,
I must, for I know, in the nucleus of this
Just man falls seven times, but he is not cast down. God knows just what we need, when we need it, and even how much of it that we need. We have a tendency of thinking and believing. We be wanting to give up. Don't give up. I'm living proof. Living proof. To this song, y'all.
I promise I'm not.
Because we all live in proof of what God can do.
You can't tell.
Baby, some of us, you can't tell what we done been through. Did you hear what I say? About to lose our mind. Want to give up and let it all go. Suicidal. Want to kill folk.
People hurt you.
Ha!
What he did for me.
Ha! I'm living proof of what God can do. His mercies and his grace, even in the midst of me being me. Jesus! My God.
I'm sorry, I can't get through the first verse because it just hit me right
now. My God! so kind and he's so loving.
And he has so many names that when I was getting to know him, I didn't know that I was getting a father. I didn't know that I was getting a brother.
We don't even understand how much he loves us. How gracious he is towards us. He say nothing will separate his love from us. Baby, when everybody else turned their back, lie, cheat, steal, try to murder you, baby, you are not alone. It may feel like it, but you're not. He love you if don't nobody else love you. No matter how far you done fell down, in that place of sadness, loss, hope, depression, sin, shame, guilt, he says, I love you still. I'm living proof of what he can do for you and you and you. Jesus. If you knew me then, you'll believe me now. He turned my entire life upside down. He took that old and made it new. That's what that mercy will do for you. That's what it can do.
I'm alive to tell the story
how I overcome.
Goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done.
You free, baby. It don't matter what you did, how you did it, how long you've been doing it. That mercy and that grace is there for you, 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 and you. Everybody. He ain't got no respect to person.
Thought I deserve.
This is suicidal stuff I had.
To be 6 feet beneath the earth.
But God,
all the things I've done,
all the things I said, all the stuff I even regret, I'll still be lost. But that mercy. Hey! Thank you, God, for freeing us. I'm allowed to tell my story.
How I overcome.
Yeah. Treated folk. Yeah. Jesus. Thank you for the mercy, God. Thank you for the mercy, God. Give them that. hope that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them that clarity that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up their hearts and their minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they release these things. And as they give them unto you, Father God, as we place this stuff on the altar, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're trusting you as being just who you are, and that is God all by yourself. Cover your people and comfort your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let them know, Father God, that your mercy is sufficient. Let them know that your grace is sufficient. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you hear them, you see them, Father. Let them know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you ain't forgot about them. Complete the work that you begun in each and every individual in here, Father God, as we give you all of it. All of it, Lord. Oh God, we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance. We thank you in advance. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that decoded in a devotion. That we would not be an accuser. Help us on today, Father God, and give us the heart of acceptance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And even though it may hurt to accept, let us accept it. Let us accept it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we could be made free in our thoughts and even in our minds. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it in any motion. Oh God, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, Lord. That we will continue to honor you, God. We will continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to trust you. Coming unto you, Father God, looking unto you, God. Looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from you, God, because you are the one who made the heavens and the earth. Oh God, we release it even now, Lord. And we ask you to accept it all, God, as you manifest yourself, because we know who you are. We tell you we love you and we appreciate you, God. Answer these prayers and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you want to. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father God, touch the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In their minds and even in their hearts, God. In your son Jesus' name. Oh God. Assurance is faith's works. With an explanation point at the end. Have that assurance inside of God and knowing that God is, that He is. I love the Lord so much. I love Him so much. I hope there was something said on today that we'll help you guys to hold on to that faith and remember prayer's power. Remember prayer's power, y'all. Please remember prayer's power. Because prayer's power is what's going to activate some things for you. It's going to activate some things for you. Obedience, trusting, and believing God. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, and then we're going to dismiss them. I'm not going to hold you up. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I pray to God it was something to keep you encouraged. Thank you, Jesus. Keep you encouraged. Thank you, Jesus. God is y'all.
God is. God is.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is.
God is, you guys. God is, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. So you can better understand what he just said. Thank you, Jesus. That right there. Baby. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. In this life. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you guys, let's hold them tithes and offering up and give God back just what he gave unto us. Dear God in heaven, we first want to come and thank you for your word. We thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for expounding it, that we may be able to understand, God, that we got to put what we believe to work concerning you.